See what you missed when you were on vacation, Chad?
I missed too much, brother.
Well, we're glad to have you back. And then for Becky Lynn, who we hope she gets back real soon, I'm Peter Seymour on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Returning with Chad is our very own Gatos. We can't wait to have you back in the station, buddy.
Ready to go. My wife is on day 9 of COVID. Very mild, thanks to the Pfizer vaccine, but she's got to be quarantined for 10 days. So I'm upstairs at the house at the Gatos 3000. My wife is downstairs. We talked to Becky Lynn last hour. She has come down with COVID, a breakthrough case, just like my wife. And we put her on at about 4:30. And she seems to be feeling like she has a cold, and hopefully the vaccine that she got will mitigate some of those, nasty, aches and pains and headaches.
Yeah.
And so it's a weird week for sure. I mean, Becky Lynn's home. I'm home. I've tested negative. I'm going to get another one Friday so I could come back in the office on Monday. And it's a crazy world, man.
Man, look at you go with the will be your second or third test?
Second. Well, I took one of the at-home tests, and it was negative. And I went to CVS on last Friday, negative. So I'll go back to CVS this Friday. I'm assuming it's going to be negative. Come back and do the show. Let me ask this question. Do you think – you know, people hearing about breakthrough cases, does that make the unvaccinated want to get a vaccine?
That's a good question. I don't know if it does, because I think we're at this point where either you are or you aren't. You know it's there.
Yeah.
And I think that 10 to 15% of people who we're on the fence. They've made up their mind at some point in time what they're going to do. So I don't think we're at that position now. I think the
not
reality
much is going to change anybody's mind.
No, I don't think so.
I think let me say the good. This is the good. My wife was vaccinated.
Yep.
Her symptoms have been very mild. Okay. I'm vaccinated. I was around my wife when she was most likely contagious. My vaccine worked. I didn't get COVID.
Yeah.
Becky Lynn went and, you know, she went to Tennessee on a trip with her family, and she ended up picking up COVID. But, you know, she said it just kind of feels like a bad cold right now. I think that's a positive for the vaccine. I don't think that the vaccine was going to ever make us never get COVID. The great thing about the vaccine is if you do get it, if you do have a breakthrough case, it's most likely going to be mild. So if you're out there and you're still unvaccinated, I'm guessing, you know, there's a chance you could have a mild case. There's also a chance you could get 104-degree temperature.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
But
or in the hospital. Yeah.
And so much of what you see on everything is, you know, when it comes to, like, the television and stuff. And that's designed to evoke an emotion and fear. The reality is if you're a senior or you have compromised immune, could you be in a position where it could get bad for you? Yeah. Still, the chances are small. The reality is if you're an average, healthy person, probably under the age of 70, you may never even know that you've had it. And if you do, it's going to be pretty mild. And that's the beauty of getting the shot. You know, that's the beauty of getting the shot. And over the next, you know, some people say, and we touched on it yesterday, Gatos, the whole thought process of the vaccine, it's still in a lot of people's mind. We hear vaccine, and because we mostly say, are you going to get the flu shot?
Yes.
Right. And because it's every year where we think vaccine, we think polio, measles, mumps, you know, rubella, stuff like that. You know, it's a one and done, or maybe like, you know, with tetanus, you know, you go get a tetanus shot. That's what, once every decade. And it's only if you're in there and they go, hey, have you had your tetanus shot? You're like, I can't remember. Like, we'll give you one. So when we think of getting a shot, like a vaccine type like thing, we think of forever. That is not this. And I think when they start to change some of those things, it'll make people more apt, some of those other people that are hesitant, more apt to potentially get it, because they think, okay, well, it's not a vaccine, weird kind of thing forever. But we're kind of, this is it. We've always said we're not getting to that herdish kind of immunity through vaccines alone. And we're finding out more and more that having both, have caught the original and getting shots is the bulletproof thing, is what they're saying.
Yes, it's it. There was a graph that was up the other day. If you get the virus, you get some sort of immunity. If you get the vaccine, I think you get bigger immunity. If you get the vaccine and the virus, and it could go, you could, one could be first, one could be second, interchangeable. That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate bulletproof vest.
Yeah, it is.
So, I'm looking over what Biden's supposed to say tomorrow, because he's got this big speech. He's got like an 8-point plan or something. Can I read a couple of these to you?
Absolutely. I'm sure they're fun.
This is to defeat COVID. Ample supply of rapid home tests.
Okay.
So, okay, does that – I can tell you that, you know, when my wife got a sore throat last Tuesday, I went to the store to get a rapid home test and take it home to her. I had to go to three places. So they were sold out at two. In the third place, there was only one left. They started the day with almost 400 of those things. So I don't know if that's like, are you going to make more? Okay, maybe. How about this one? Medical grade masks free to all households. Okay. And schools. So is there a chance that we're all going to get an N95?
Yeah, but in theory, we should be able to have, you know, use one of those every single day, a new one, is what they would say.
That's what they would say.
So, I mean, we're going to have 25 billion of them?
That's the other thing. I don't know. Boosters start immediately for those over age 60.
Which is, yeah, there's the... That right there is the smart thing. I think for a lot of other people, I don't think we need the boosters yet. And more science are saying we should kind of hold off on some of this stuff when it comes to that. The at-home test, I will say this, guys, that is interesting. I'll just let you guys know, I have one here at work, and a test just in case. And I have I've got several at the house because I got a deal on a bunch of them. And it was when COVID kind of went, I'm like, well, it's cheap. You never know. It could come back. And so... that might help, but it's all about if you test positive, what do you do from there? It's not about whether or not you catch it or you have it. It's when you know you have it, what is your reaction to it? Are you going to go to work? Are you not going to tell anybody because you can't afford to lose the hours?
Right.
You know, I mean, even if you're vaccinated, you know you're not going to get sick, but you know you can't afford to miss work. I mean, those are the things that I think are as important as anything.
Well, I would hope that, you know, and I know this is... not in every place of work, I would hope your boss would say, I'm going to pay you to stay home for 10 days.
Yeah.
Because that's the right thing to do. But does every boss do that? Does every company do that? No.
Can every company afford that? Especially now, right, with this thing up and down. That's a tough thing.
Right, right. Let's see. What else is on this list? All right, this is the last thing from Biden. A green pass for fully vaccinated. I don't know what that is.
No, I think he's gonna have to explain. Is that a vaccine passport?
It's what I don't know.
Is that a green pass? Is in that's gonna be interesting to see.
It'll confirm if you had COVID before. It'll also confirm how many doses of the vaccine you had. I don't know what that is. That's the big question mark for me. I don't know what a green pass for fully vaccinated is.
No, it feels like something. Well, if this is anything like their 5 or 6 pillar plan for immigration, this should be a pretty solid thing tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, that border plan's worked real well.
So, well, if the border plan was to let as many people in as possible, it's on point. If that's not it, you're failing here. Hey, kids.
Maybe he'll put Harris in front of us all and say, this is the person who's going to fix COVID just like she did the border.
Yeah, she's got that on lockdown. So, she does not. I'm just letting you guys know that.
No.
Hey, do you know a Remarkable Valley teacher deserving of a $2,500 check? 25 hundos, kids. Text teacher to 411-923. When you do that, you're going to nominate a teacher today. Now, this is great. Again, it's called Patriot Duty Teacher. So a deserving teacher with a chance to win $2,500. They won't know about it. It's going to be awesome. You've heard us do it. It's great. It's presented by your Valley Toyota dealers. Text teacher to 411-923. Pay tribute to a teacher. Presented by your Valley Toyota dealers. New rules. That's right. There are new rules coming from Afghanistan. The White House is not very happy about some of them. Shock. They're not very inclusive. We shall discuss this and oh so much more. Plus pop quiz. Who's excited? It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
So you guys are going to be shocked to hear this. Gatus, I don't know if you are. The Taliban formed their new government, and they are not very inclusive.
I can't believe that. I'm surprised.
I know. They are not very – let's see if anybody's going to put on the funny hats and march out there because we're so repressive here.
They have new rules for – is it just women that are grown or for girls or what is it?
Females.
Females.
Yeah, best way to describe it. And by the way, not people –
because I didn't know if it was for the women over 18 or under or what have you. Okay.
Not people who identify as females. Because those people don't exist over there. I just want everybody to understand the way that this thing works. So, first of all, there will be no sports whatsoever. As they have put it, no, there is no reason for women to play sports.
So boys can go out and kick the ball around. Girls cannot.
Yep, they can play that game. Isn't that the game where they play and they got the dead lamb like in Rambo 2 and they run it around with their horses and they throw it into that? Yeah, they can't play that.
Can't do it.
No, so there's none of that. They can go to college, but full burqa kit, like super, like double, like we talk about double masking. You cannot show anything. You're segregated from the boys. You have to leave first, and you have to arrive first. You cannot see or be anywhere near the boys whatsoever, but that's only in higher learning. Women are allowed to be nurses. They're not allowed to be doctors. They're allowed to be teachers, but they're not allowed to be engineers or lawyers because, well, you know, inclusivity.
Part of the world is just crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
And this is them, by the way, being somewhat open-minded compared to what it was. There's no ruling yet on television, which was banned before, and kite flying, which is a very popular thing throughout the Middle East, was banned before. No words on that, but as far as, like, you can no longer have a picture. Like, let's say you have a picture of your dog. That is illegal.
All right. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Because everybody has been asking this since we left Afghanistan. Was it worth it over the 20 years? And all these soldiers are saying the same thing. Why did I go over there? If everything went down the toilet, why did I go over there? All right. So let me ask this question. 20 years ago, were women even allowed to go to college? I'm guessing no. I haven't looked it up yet.
No, they weren't even allowed to go to.
Any 20 kind of years later, women are allowed to go to college in Afghanistan. I know the rules that you just put together are insane and ridiculous, but I mean, you got to take your wins where you can get them.
Absolutely.
And so, if 20 years ago they weren't ever allowed to go to college, 20 years later they are allowed to go to college. It's the Taliban. I mean, you gotta say, okay, there's some sort of growth there, right?
Well, I mean, I think what they're waiting for is, look, they got away with it before because, quite frankly, nobody in God's green earth wanted anything to do with Afghanistan all those years ago until crazy escapes. That's what I always tell everybody. You know, when crazy leaves your house, then people take notice. And that's what ended up happening. That's why the Taliban was so mad at bin Laden and al-Qaeda, because it brought scrutiny on them, which they didn't like. And now they may be forced in some ways, if they want to deal with the world and have some sort of relationship, they may have to show some semblance of growth by allowing women to at least continue to have some sort of education and stuff like that. But I think a lot of people are waiting for, you know, the minute the eye's not on the prize, they're going to snap back at it and, you know, back in they go.
Saudi Arabia. Can you even walk around without a man if you're a woman
in Saudi
Arabia?
That. Yeah, no, you can't.
No.
I mean, it's...
And we're supposedly friends with that country.
Yeah, you know. Well, we're friends with them because they have something that...
Of course.
Know, I mean,
absolutely.
Let's be real. And on top of that, you know, there's also geopolitical things. There are also enemies of certain enemies that we dislike more than we dislike the way that they are. But I think people look at Saudi Arabia, where you look over there and you're like, you guys are living in the 6th century. I look over here and I see a guy driving a Ferrari with a leopard in it, and he's going to his private jet. Oh. And everybody's, you know, on a gilded street of gold is the way they look at over there. And so I think that's why Saudi Arabia also has, you know, they have a financial play that right now Afghanistan just doesn't have.
I wonder if we left Iraq a better place than we left Afghanistan.
You know, you haven't heard. Once we had the surge, right? So once that happened, it really has been so much more quiet. Now, here's something that people aren't talking about that should be. Apparently, China is talking to the Taliban. Now, they're denying it, but other people are saying, well, that's not true. Weighing the options of moving on into the Bagram Air Force Base.
Really?
What did I say? China's in it to win it. Yep. They'll be friends with the devil because their whole thought process is we want all of those minerals because if we can control those, we can control more of the world.
Oof. It's a scary thing.
Super scary, dude.
Super scary. China scares the heck out of me. There's no doubt about it.
And they're not allowing, you know, anybody, manly men on television. Just know that.
I saw that, too. You're only allowed on TV in China if you are a man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That is absolutely. I mean, we live in a different world where we're here, and I love it when people get all upset about, oh, we don't have this, and people can't do that, and, you know, they're fighting over, like, choice, and this, and they can wear the hats and scream and yell and do anything they want. And there are places, like you talk about, from Saudi Arabia to China to all this, where they're more interested in winning, and we're interested in I'm not quite sure. That just shows you how blessed we are in the West because we can make up things to be angry about.
We're interested in canceling people.
Yes.
We're interested in fighting the other side of the aisle. And we're not interested in getting past this pandemic.
No.
And we've got a lot of leaders around America that are doing a terrible job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it goes from the White House to the governor's office here to you go on and on. And, you know, those are the problems that we have here in America, no doubt about it.
And it's, you know, it's nuts. But I wouldn't have it any other way because the reality is name me some other places you'd want to live.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about the West.
I'll stay right here.
There you go. All right, coming up. Well, part of the reason you want to stay here is because of Pop Quiz.
True, false questions about the day's news.
Multiple choice.
277-5827.
4392.
Pop Quiz. Call us now. Great prize. Chat will say what it is.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Straight ahead. I'll tell you about that. 277-5827. Numbers, baby. Pop quiz.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Pop and that quiz and hot and shot. That's us. That's what we're all about, kids. Pop quiz, baby.
Let's do it, man. 277-KTAR. Who is first?
We're going to go out to the lovely city of Peoria and talk to Tom at Peoria. What's happening, brother?
All right, Tom, you ready to play Pop Quiz? True, false questions about the day's news.
Go ahead.
All right. The city of Tempe unveiled its mobile cooling center for the homeless. True or false?
True.
It is true.
Just in time for fall.
It's a 20-foot cooling center. True or false?
Correct. True.
It was named Jenny's Trailer. True or false?
True.
It is true. Is that three in a row, Chad?
That is Trace. Three in a row.
All right. You can officially bet on your favorite sports team in Arizona starting tomorrow. True or false?
True.
It is true. Your name is Wendy. True or false?
False.
Oh, what a chicken, chicken. Ding, 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 ding.
Tell him what he's won, Chad.
Stuff! You've got stuff in the prize pockets of fun and frivolity. It's a surprise as much to you as it is to everybody else. But
I think we have tickets to Evie Claire.
Yeah, we do. We got tickets to Evie Claire, and I think we might have a couple other things. But Pablo's going to jump on with you in a second here, and he's our state producer. So hold on a second, Tom. Congratulations. Tom is a winner. I think we got time to squeeze one more. Jared and Mesa. What's happening here live on the radio?
All right, Jared, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
United Airlines told its employees that those who are not vaccinated for religious reasons will go on unpaid leave. True or false?
True.
It is true. United told its employees that those who are not vaccinated for medical reasons will go on medical leave. True or false?
On medical leave.
True or false?
True.
It is true.
True.
Gatos' new favorite airline is United Airlines. True or false?
False.
You're dead to me. Get out. So close.
So close, yes.
I used to like all those other airlines, but I got to tell you, United is now my favorite, and they have my business.
Well, look at that. United loves to fly.
Got to be vaccinated to work at United. I think it's great.
There you go. And, hey, you know what? If you're on any of these things, remember to growl because it is hilarious.
Oh, that person growling on an American Airlines flight. Oh, my gosh.
Who brought a dog? Hey, guess what? We got everybody over the hump as we do. So I guess let's do it again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, man.
See you tomorrow, brother.